Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Woodson Michelle is back with us today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him over the years to be able to share that love with all of you. It's been a couple years now since I've last spoken with Woodson. We're going to kind of catch up a little bit, find out a little bit more about what he's been up to, including, of course, a new single that you guys can get right now on CDBaby.com. It's called Dancing and Sexing. If you're just hearing about the single, you guys will be able to hear it here a little bit later, as well as find out what's coming up next for Woodson. But Woodson, hello to you and welcome back to the program, man.
Hey, Cyrus, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on the single, Dancing and Sexing. As I said, we're going to be listening to that a little bit later. But Woodson, you know, you've been very busy. I've been staying connected with you through social media. What has it been like for you, man, to continually see the way that the fans are responding to you?
It's been great, you know, to even have the opportunity to at least let them see, hear new music. Because I know sometimes it's not difficult for most artists, but you got to fight through all the craziness of releasing singles and
right.
Just doing the work. You know, it's sometimes you get different life situations that happen, but you see, if you love something so much, you want to pursue and push this regardless of what's going on. You know,
exactly.
That's what I still try to do that as much as possible.
Right, right. So let's talk about that. I'm glad you mentioned that. If you love something so much, and it's very obvious that you do love music, and you've been loving music for quite some time. We've been able to see that. You know, the last time you were on the program, actually, you were introducing the single Let Me Be. But, you know, through that time, though, you know, one thing that people can say about you, Woodson, is that you definitely have been consistent. Where does that passion for music come from? I mean, when did you first realize that music was that thing that drove you?
I think honestly, when the first time I actually fell for music is after some point after high school. I was more into sports, but after a while, I started. You know, my best friend plays music, so
mm-hmm.
I was constantly around him a lot more than I used to be, and then it just, you know, you just fall in love for it, and when you start, you know, I started singing. Or right when I was doing that stuff, and the more and more I did it, though, it was like, wait, it was hard for me to fall away from it and get into my sports. And I was like, I have to make a decision. And it was an easy situation for me, a decision for me to make. And
right.
Music won my heart, and ever since then I've been stuck with it. And I'm not complaining. I love it, you know.
Right.
And I'm grateful that, you know, I'm even being accepted to do music, you know, because sometimes it's a lot difficult. There's a lot of task at hand, and I'm just happy just even doing it.
Yeah, and you know what else is so great, man, is not only are you happy doing it, but the fans are definitely coming to you. You know, one of the videos I watched when I was prepping for this segment with you is the video for your single, Killing Me, featuring a Busy Boy. You know, that's the other side of this. You get to be a part of that, you know, the videos, kind of bringing the songs to life. Does that feel surreal to you? I mean, to be able to go from enjoying watching your favorite videos to now being in videos yourself.
It's very surreal. The great thing about it is Busy actually produced a song, and he threatened me about that song because he said, listen, if you don't speak on the subject, I'm going to speak on it for you. So it was more of an issue like, right, because he's a writer and I'm a writer, and he produced most of my records. And the situation is an actual situation that happened between me and my ex. And so he was like, you know, we're going to touch base on that. And I'm like, no. And then I heard the first verse that he wrote. He wrote the first verse, and he's like, we're going to sit down. It's either we finish it together or I'm going to finish it for you. And we just went in and finished it. It's a very dear and close situation to actually make a song even bigger than what it is. And that song really touched a lot because at first I didn't want to touch on it, but it made more people want to know real-life situations about a person so
right.
They can feel closer to that person. And that song, Killing Me, was, you know, it was an actual song between me and my ex, how, you know, things didn't work out, but she's killing me.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the interesting thing, too, Woodson, because you're able to create music that women like, but that also speaks for other guys out there. I mean, so you're kind of able to reach both audiences. Has that been part of the fun for you as well, to know that you have something that the guys can listen to and, you know, and be able to understand and feel, yet have something that the ladies want to hear and will have them talking and dancing, too?
And yes, I think also it's a part of being mature, and me maturing as a musician and as a person whole. Because if you keep singing about the same thing, it just you drain out. And I'm thankfully even have that you know, I would want to speak on certain topics that people could understand what I'm going through, and they could also, you know, embody it also because they're going through it. And that's the best feeling, because you're not out there by yourself.
Right.
Having these emotions. There are others that have those emotions. So, you know, you're not alone. And, you know, everybody, no matter if you're rich, poor, you still have the same feelings when you're hurt, when you're down, heartbroken, all that stuff.
Right. I think that is so true, and I think that is what people are definitely connecting with. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Wilson Michelle is back with us today. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to actually to pursue the music. So let's talk about perseverance and passion for a moment. One of the things that I've really noticed about artists like yourself, Wilson, and even you said, you know, all of us go through something, regardless of what profession we're in. Sometimes I think people in your profession, it's kind of amplified because you guys are in the public. So, you know, what you're dealing with, sometimes other people, you know, get to be a part of as well. What do you think has kept you moving forward when so many people would have allowed challenges to stop them?
I think the biggest thing would be yourself or myself. I'm my biggest adversary, because – I forgot how to say, my dad used to say, it's like, it don't matter who the person is. If you're not willing to fight for it, you're not going to get it.
Right.
So my meaning is like, if I know it's not going to be easy for me to be successful in the music business, but do I want it? Yes. So I got to put in the work, and there's going to be a lot of downfalls. Now, every time I fall, do I get back up on a horse and try to ride it out? And that's been my mentality. I'm going to continue to push as much as I can, regardless, even how many times I fall on the ground.
Right.
And I think that's why I'm passionate about the music, because I understand there's going to be ups, downs. There's going to be a lot of downs, one ups, but I'm willing to, you know, sacrifice that.
Right, right. So do you see then the YouTube views, the Facebook, you know, fan page likes now? I think it's over 8,000 that have joined you there. You know, the hundreds that are flocking to you in other places. Do you see that as a reward of your being faithful to us?
Yes, I definitely do. It's showing me so much love that people are actually starting to tune in and pay attention, you know, through you and some of the friends that's pushed me out, which I greatly appreciate that you guys do that for me. People get to hear me. And I definitely see it is growing. It's definitely an avenue where at first I didn't take it serious. I just figured, you know, I put the song out through music, but videos has taken its life, and it's a good thing. You know, my guys are pretty good at what they do, and so we've been able to, you know, bring out the visuals and other methods to get it out there.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think that's one of the great things. So let's use that as a segue then as we go into this single, Dancing and Sexing. You know, again, you know, Woodson, I think you're known for the grown folks music, you know, music that, you know, that are definitely for the more mature, for sure. How does this particular song come about?
This song, actually, I was away. I wasn't home. I can't remember where I was, actually, to be honest with you. But it's like this, you know, it's come to time point in time, my friend Busy, we're sitting down talking, and it was like, we have to do something for the island people, because, you know, I haven't done anything that kind of showcased myself within the island community.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay, we're going to do this. We have to, and I was like, you know what? We've done everything already, but, you know, I'm getting older now, so I got to show the maturity in myself and, you know, bring out something for the older but mature crowd. And that's what I told him. I was like, if I'm going to do anything, this is how it's going to be. And I already have heard the music before, and I was like, okay, this is the beat I want, and I'll be back in a couple hours. But I think a day later, I wrote the whole song, and I sent it to him. And he just reworked the music around the vocals that I sent him.
Wow. Wow, amazing. Well, the result is the single we're about to hear. For those who have not heard it before, it is available right now for cdbaby.com. Here is Dancing and Sexing by Woodson Michelle. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Woodson right after this.
This
About maturity, and I think that's an interesting thing because, you know, I think for everything that people do in their lives, I think, you know, maturity is definitely a part of it. But I think also inspiration is as well. And as you talked about even here, you know, with the single Killing Me, you know, that was a personal thing you really hadn't planned on, you know, really talking about. Do you find that when it comes to inspiration that you kind of are impacted by the things you're going through and the things that you see?
Yes, and that's one of the things Busy and I have spoken in regards to is more getting opening up more as far as in the body of work that I'm doing because, you know, we've gone through a lot of things and we haven't really put them out like that. We've been very picky about in which we speak on. But it's very important to discuss those or sing about those things because there's a lot of people going through it and I've yet to even open up about those stuff. And that's what we've been doing. And but also to kind of deliver it in different fashions than completely what used to be, where it would just be all the time hip-hop or straight R&B, now putting different methods of music behind it. Could be crossover, could be pop, but still show the maturity in which we speak on. You know, there are times where, you know, family members aren't going through a certain situation or you feel you're down and out, and, you know, you can always speak on those situations.
Right. Well, you know, what about the feedback? Because I'm curious as to how your fans have responded, you know, to a different side of you. What has it been like for you to hear from them?
It's, to be honest, it's been a lot of great news. I know you got to hear some type as being an artist because there's critics. More people ask, like they said, like I've been saying, they want to see a mature me. And some are very, I'm so excited because they have been, what's the word? They've opened me up to certain things, like, you know, don't be afraid of females or saying female things. That should happen, like, you know, and the guys want to hear more club music, you know, and
right.
stuff like the upbeat tempo stuff. But and I got to find a way to kind of balance it out, you know, and the fans have actually lead me to where to go because now this is Dancing Sexton is more of like a island type of sound,
right?
And
right.
It, from the first, like I released the first island single, I think it was AYO a while ago, maybe 2 years ago, I'm not sure. But because a lot of people have contacted me, it's like, hey, you know, we really like that song, should do another one. And I guess like one of the major Zouk artists who reached out to me through Twitter and was like, I really like your material, keep it going. And you know, even he didn't have to do that. But he chose to say, you know, continue to do it, and, you know, I'd like to work with you in the near future. So I was like, if somebody that's in the top guy in that realm is looking down and saying, hey, you know, continue to do it and I want to work with you, that just even, it just gave me more power to want to do more.
Right. Exactly. That has to be a great feeling. So, you know, everyone always wants to know what's the next step. So for you, what's next? What should our listeners be looking out for?
Next step, we're going to do we're going to take it back. We're going to take it back because we're working on we have one record that we already finished, and the other one is a doo-wop record we'll be working on called Whoa. We're going to do like when they had the Hot Rods, like a diner type of atmosphere, like the doo-wop sound. We're going to bring that back because I've always liked it, and Busy really, he's into it right now. We have the perfect song that could bring everybody out. Don't matter who you are, what race you are, you're still going to be able to gravitate towards the music and song.
Right.
Yeah, and it's just about catching everybody, not segregating just one nation or one ethnic of person. It should be, you know, music reads out to everybody.
Right, and I think that's the thing. That's the great thing about it. So because of the longevity, because of the journey that you've been on, and because of the consistency, Woodson, that puts you in a unique position for people out there who are starting out in the business. You've learned the importance of not only doing your best in the studio, but also, of course, promoting yourself. What advice do you normally give a new artist about the key to, you know, to being their best?
The best advice I could give anybody is be yourself, but actually always be aware of your surrounding. You could always be at your best, but your surroundings could be something different. And that could hurt you or it could make it possible. And the company you keep is also a big factor. That's pretty much what I'm saying is when you're doing this, you always, I don't want to be in the best, you have to be in the best behavior just like a regular job. You take it seriously, you do it right, there'll be no problems. But when, you know, you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, it's also going to show in your music or, you know, what you're doing around you. It's and you have to put your all in it. You don't want to half, you don't even do something, you're just doing half-assed work because people are going to notice it.
Right. Exactly. Always giving your best. I think that's really the key, and I think that's really what's paying off for you, Woodson. Again, everyone, Woodson Michelle has been our guest today. We've been talking to him not only about the journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that journey with all of you. The new single that's out right now on CDBaby.com is Dancing and Sex, and you guys can definitely get it there for yourself and make sure, of course, you let other people know about it as well. Woodson, how can our listeners stay connected with you, man, and keep updated on what's coming up next?
Yeah, they could listen, check in with me on Facebook, Woodson Michelle. Twitter, I am Woodson. Also, I'm on Instagram, I am Woodson Michelle. And my new webpage should be coming up within the next couple of weeks, which will be IamWoodsonMichelle.com. We're just actually putting everything together. And new music, new materials, new videos are going to be coming out soon. It'll be there. It's coming.
Right. So starting the new year off right. Again, everyone, Woodson Michelle has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying connected with him. We've actually tagged Woodson both on Facebook and Twitter, so we'll be reminding you guys of that here in a moment, how you guys can stay connected with him. But Woodson, man, congratulations again to you, and looking forward to staying connected with you.
Thank you, Rilla. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, glad to have you. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you guys stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. For our online listeners, though, we're going to lose you guys. But if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, if you're joining us online, you guys can catch the podcast right now by going to our social media links, by going to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. As I mentioned, we've already tagged Woodson on both, so you guys can also stay connected with him there as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.